And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Two officials say Israel and Hamas are making progress toward a deal that aims to bring about a ceasefire and free hostages held in the war-ravaged Gaza Strip. Key meetings continued on Tuesday between the sides in the Egyptian capital of Cairo. The talks are moving forward even after Israel intensified its offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, from where it freed two hostages but killed at least 74 Palestinians on Monday, according to local health officials. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. In a historic rebuke of a sitting cabinet member, Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives used their narrow majority to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
The effort to punish the Biden administration over its handling of the U.S.-Mexico border follows last week's embarrassing setback that came up votes short. Republicans say he willfully and systematically refused to enforce existing immigration laws and breached the public trust by telling Congress the border was secure. Critics say that falls far short of the Constitution's impeachment bar of high crimes and misdemeanors. The charges now go to the Senate, where a trial may be indefinitely shelved. Norman Hall, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden is calling for U.S. House of Representatives Republicans to get behind a supplemental spending bill that would send $60 billion to Ukraine for its fight against Russia. He warned opposing it would play into Putin's hands. The Senate has passed a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan after almost a week of debate. This is